Hello, this is Adrienne, also known as Capricorn Tigress of Astrology, A Look Inside in Astronumerland, and also the owner of PerceptiveGuidance.com. And I'm doing something a little bit different. I'm doing these intuitive readings for the signs using my ISA manifestation light code cards. Okay, so these are oracle cards, but these are being used in an intuitive way to get the answers that we're looking for. Okay, so that's what we're doing right now. So I'm going to just, how I do it is I just run my hand over these cards and I get a special light. I close my eyes and I follow the light. Now, it might seem a little unorthodox, but it works. So we are going to do the sign of Aquarius. We just did Capricorn, so now we're on to Aquarius. I'm going to shut my eyes and let us find the card for Aquarius now. So let's see in divine light. I wonder if some Aquariuses are at a crossroads. You know, it's funny. For Aquarius, this really is a crossroad because today is January 17th, which means we're just a few days, less than a week out from it going into Aquarius season. And when the sun is in Capricorn, it's in the 12th house. So some Aquariuses may feel, I don't know, you might have been sleeping a lot, you might have been turning to alcohol or drugs, or just kind of zoning out a lot, because it's the 12th house. It's a house of hidden things and hidden feelings and hidden emotions and also even hidden activities. So there could be, you know, illicit affairs. There's so many different ways that the 12th house actually manifests. It's usually not good though. And it does indicate that you could be at a crossroad between what might feel crappy right now and what's about to feel really darn good, because your birthday is coming. It's your solar return. You know, it's that time of the year. I would say this, no matter how bad it feels, no matter what you're going through, just remember, it's just a crossroad. And you're about to cross that road and go onto an entirely different road, a different street, a different direction, a different life manifestation, because these are manifestation codes. So just remember, you may feel that you're not manifesting anything right now. And you might not. It's because you're waiting for it to get to your solar return until it gets to you. And then the right time will be here. Let's see what the next card has to say. Just gonna run this over and see where the light goes. I'm all outside of it here. I was wondering why I wasn't getting any light. Oh wait. This came back again. That's really freaking me out a little bit. So hold on, let's start again. Okay, so release showed me a light next. Yeah, it kind of is the same message, isn't it? I feel like, yeah, you're at a crossroads. And it's time to release what doesn't serve you, maybe, but definitely release whatever is happening now. Like, you can't, when you're going into a new anything, a new relationship, a new job, a new home, a new experience, you don't want to take the past garbage with you. You only want to bring the best, right? So release whatever negativity, whatever is held you back. It's a good time to do it at the beginning of the 2024. Release whatever that is and get ready for whatever is about to come your way. But I do believe that releasing what has been, if it has been holding you back, definitely letting it go is a good idea. So let's see where we're at next. Just going here, following, looking for the light. It makes me wonder, I mean, the crossroads, the release, it's a distinct message for you to stop something. Like, I don't know what it is. Like I said, you know, when the sun is in Capricorn, it's the 12th house. It's the house of self-undoing. It's the stuff we do in the dark. It's our hidden secrets. It's, you know, whatever that is, it's saying stop, you know, don't do that anymore. And this is your opportunity. Like I said, you're about to get to your solar return. I'm sure if I did this a week later, it would be a completely different reading. But right now, your message is to stop, and you're at a crossroads, and to release whatever it is. Don't bring it with you. All right. Stop at that crossroads. Get rid of the garbage before you cross over, and then take your step into Aquarius season. All right. This is what I got for you, Aquarius. I hope this is a good message that needed to be heard for some Aquariuses, because this is my manifestation reading for 2024. And so it is, you know, come back to this often if you need to. But these words, I think, are giving you a definitive message. You're at a crossroads. You'll have to release something and stop. Okay. Much love to you, Aquarius.